On last Sabbath evening, I referred to the Pilgrims, our Pilgrims landing on Plymouth Rock.
Well, boy, you ought to wait till I heard from New England.
I split New England just wide open. It seems there's a town up there called Carvinstown, and they have adopted a slogan which says, "Don't be misled by history or any other unreliable source. Here's the place where the Pilgrims landed." This is by unanimous vote of the Chamber of Commerce of Provincetown. Provincetown has been made the official landing place of the Pilgrims. Any Pilgrim landing in any other place was not official. If he landed on Plymouth Rock, it just served him right, that's all. Now, in the first place, I don't think that this argument I've created up there, it's terribly important. The argument that New England has got to settle in order to pacify the rest of America is, why were they allowed to land anywhere? That's what we're... That's what we ought to know. As a race, there's never been any comparison between a Pilgrim and an Indian. Now, I hope my Cherokee blood is not making me prejudiced. I want to be broad-minded. But I'm sure that it was only the extreme generosity of the Indians that allowed the Pilgrims to land. Suppose we reverse the case. Do you reckon the Pilgrims would ever let the Indians land? Yeah, what a chance. What a chance. The Pilgrims wouldn't even allow the Indians to live after the Indians went to the trouble of letting them land. Well, anyhow, the Provincetown officials, they sent me a lot of official data that when the Pilgrims landed, they found some corn that the Indians had stored and that the Pilgrims were about starved and that they eat the Indians' corn. And they claimed that the corn was stored at Provincetown. And you see, the minute the Pilgrims landed, they got full of the corn and then shot the Indians. And perhaps because they hadn't stored more corn. I don't know. Of course, but they'd always pray. That's one thing about a Pilgrim. He would pray, mostly for more Indian corn. But, you've never in your life seen a picture, I bet any one of you, you've never seen a picture of one of these old Pilgrims praying when he didn't have a gun right by the side of him. That was to see that he got what he was praying for. Thank you.